Welcome to the weekly podcast from City Light Church in Lethbridge. For more teaching or to find out more about life at CLC, please visit our website at citylightchurch.ca.
Welcome to the house of God this morning. I want to introduce to you Cam Dubay. Can you give Cam a hand? Cam is our youth leader. Cam loves to preach the word of God. Father, I thank you for the hand of God that speaks through people's mouths. And I thank you that you've chosen Cam to speak this morning. And I pray that you take this word, this message, really make it come alive.
Yes, God.
Make it come alive through him, Lord. And help every one of our ears to be open and receptive to hear the word of God. Let it penetrate deep into our soul and our spirit. That it causes our hands and our feet to move with action according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now you don't have to pray for yourself.
Excellent. Excellent.
Good morning, church. When Pastor Doug asked me to preach this morning, I knew instantly the message that God wanted me to share with you today. And God's been working on my heart. I've been studying through Luke, and we're going to talk about going deeper. If you have your Bible with you today, please turn to Luke chapter 5. We're going to spend most of our 2 or 3 hours together in that time. And we're going to just discuss going deeper together. So Luke chapter 5, I'm reading out of the ESV. It says, "On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake. But the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' And Simon answered, 'Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets.' And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and the nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men.' And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him." Recently, my wife Jessica and I, we went to a lake, and we had bought this blow-up boat. It looks nothing like that boat, but I couldn't find a picture of the boat. And, you know, we blew it up. Our kids were so excited about it. We were excited about having them in this boat. And so, you know, we got them into the water, and they were paddling a little bit offshore, and they were having a wonderful time. And Jessica and I were following along behind them, you know, as they were learning how to paddle. And my one daughter is 5 and my other daughter is 3, so, you know, they were kind of going in a circle because the 5-year-old could paddle and the 3-year-old couldn't. And, you know, Jessica and I have been married almost 8 years. And when we first got married all that time ago, you know, I thought by the time I've been married 8 years, I'll have this girl figured out. You know, I will know what she likes, what she does. I will have it all together. I will understand so much about her. And, you know, there's lots of things that I don't understand about women yet, and I'm still learning. My wife can attest to that. She can testify to that one. But one thing I will never understand about your gender is how you can go to a body of water, a lake, a river, whatever, pool, and how you cannot want to get your hair wet. I just don't get it. Now, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, well, I have to condition and blow dry and shampoo and comb and all those things that you have to do. But I still just don't get it. Like, you have more maintenance than someone like myself. You know, my forehead is winning the battle with my hairline. You know, I'm going bald. I'm owning that. It's okay. I'm going to look good bald. I believe that. But, you know, I just don't. How could you get in water and think like, oh, I'm only going to go so far so that I don't get my hair wet? It's craziness. You know, I love my wife, but we're following our kids along. We're in the water, and the water's a refreshing temperature, let's call it. It was a little bit cold. And we're following my kids, and they're getting a little bit deeper out there, and Jess and I are following behind, and she stops, and so I stop, you know, to be with my wife on this lake. It's this wonderful picture watching the kids, and then Priscilla, my eldest, she gets fed up, so she starts just, like, paddling, you know, on both sides, and then they actually start to, like, make it a little distance away from us. And so I'm standing there, and Jess looks at me, she's like, aren't you going to go follow them? I was like, why? She's like, well, what if they fall in the water? I was like, don't worry, we'll make more. So anyways, I end up following farther along, and I go deep in the... And somehow, Jessica ends up on shore, you know, somehow reading a book. Like, how does that happen? But she doesn't want to get her hair wet, so she can't go out farther in the water, and I'm following the kids. And you know when you stop in the water, you get comfortable, things start to feel good, and you're like, oh, this is nice. And you take that one step forward, you're like, yikes, I cannot go any deeper. I think it's sad, church, but I think many Christians, when we enter our walk with God, we decide how deep we're going to get. I'm going to go this far in my relationship. I'm going to love Jesus. I'm going to come to church, but I'm only going to go this far. I don't want to get my hair wet. Church, I think God wants us to get our hair wet. God wants us to go all in. He's calling us deeper. That's what this story was about. He's calling us deeper. See, we live in a culture that is obsessed with comfort. It's amazing how many products you can purchase that are solely for your comfort. You can sit on your couch and you can order food right to your door, and it's only a matter of time till they invent something that brings it up to your couch, and then you can put your debit card back, and it's just going to be perfect, right? We're halfway there. We have tap. We just got to get it to the couch. I mean, you know, we can sit there. We don't even have to press another button, and the next episode comes on. You know, you're sitting there, you're like, I'm going to go to bed after this episode. Really, I am. No, I am. And then it comes on. You're like, there's nothing I can do about it. And it came on. Now I need to know. Will they? Won't they? Yeah. We live in a comfort-obsessed society, but we serve a character-obsessed God. He's concerned with our character. And yet, oftentimes, our comfort and our character are opposed to each other. The things that make us uncomfortable are generally good for our character, and that can be hard for us. And we start this relationship with God always with the best intentions. Sometimes it starts to get hard, starts to get rocky, and we start to, you know, we stop, and we think, I'm good here. This is a good enough depth for me. In this story we read out of Luke chapter 5, Jesus calls the first disciples. And it's this amazing story about him calling these people who would walk with him through his ministry. And I just want to highlight some points from the story we read this morning. And I want to encourage us, implore you to go deeper. Verse 1 says, on one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God. Sometimes, church, I'm guilty. I know you guys aren't, but I'm guilty of reading the Bible and not fully understanding it. Think about the logics of the story this morning. There was a people, and they were surrounding Jesus, and he was preaching the word of God. And it got to the point where they were invading his personal space that he had to go get in a boat so that he could preach. I mean, when was the last time that Doug was up here preaching and we thought, man, I need to get closer to the word of God. So we invade the stage and then Doug's up here, right? And he's preaching. He's thinking, these people are crazy. And he's preaching and we're pressing in on the word of God and Doug starts preaching from the baptismal tank. Who wants to see that? Right? Press into the word of God. Isn't that, that's what I want, like my tombstone or whatever they call that thing to say, you know? Like, good father, good son, incredible husband. And pressed into the word of God. Isn't that beautiful? That's amazing. Pressing into God aligns our life. If you're struggling in your marriage, press into the word of God. It will align your marriage. If you're struggling at work, press into the God. It will align your work. Pressing into God aligns our life. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that amazing? That's what we, if we press into God, if we press into the word of God, there's nothing that can stop us, church. We will be servants for him. It will be amazing. Press into God. So, I mean, really, we could just close up and walk away. We could pray. Isn't that beautiful? Just press in the word of God. The rest of the sermon is free. Verse 3. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from land. Put out a little from land. This is where many of us as Christians, we stop. A little from land. We accept Christ into our lives, and we have this amazing experience, this amazing conversion. I know when I accepted Christ in my life, he took anger away. I was an angry kid, and you know, I was just, and he took it away. I thought, this is going to be perfect. This walk is going to be rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. It's going to be great. And I got a little into the water, a little in my relationship with Jesus. Then I realized it gets harder. It does, church. Jesus promised us that in his word. I mean, Burton spoke about it last week, the difficulties of the fathers of our faith. And I think we get comfortable in our habits, in our ideas, in our thoughts. We get comfortable where we are. We think, I don't want to go any deeper because this is really where I like it. This is the spot I want to be. We serve this all-powerful God, and yet we think we can hide certain aspects of our life. You know, like we can keep, I'll serve you fully and completely except for this. That I can't do. That I won't do. That person I won't forgive. And we hold back. If you are comfortable, it's a sign you need to go deeper. If you are in this place today and you are breathing, then God has a plan and a purpose and a promise for you. But it's not where you are right now. It's where you're going to be when you go deeper, when you leave this place and you leave something behind, when you forgive someone, when you work forward, going deeper. If you want the fullness of God in your life, you need to go deeper. You need to go deeper. If you're comfortable in your walk, if you're comfortable in your prayer life, if you're comfortable, it's time to go deeper. You know, I can't stand people who smell. So if I avoid you after church, take a hit. No, no. I just really, it bothers me. You know, like when Jessica and I would do street ministry, like people would come up to her and she'd just talk to them. I'd be like, can't you smell their breath? You know, like it just drives me crazy. Like I pray for these people, like give them a toothbrush, God. I can't, but you know what? God called me to serve. And so then I, you know, he loved me before I was perfect. And I'm never going to get there, so I should love these people. They're stench and all. If there's something that makes you uncomfortable, probably do it. There's probably a weird person at work. Love them. There's a family member you don't like. Love them. You know, it's so simple, yet so hard, isn't it, church? God is calling us to leave our comfort zone and go deeper. Carry on the story. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. The shallows don't satisfy us for long, church. You know, in my walk, and I think many people's walks, I got to this point where I had to decide, you know, am I in this for real? Am I going to get my hair wet? Am I going to dive into this fully, or I'm just going to stay where I'm at? Because the shallows, they don't sustain us. We can't stay there forever. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. Church, some of us here today, me included, we had to give up our childish ways. Maybe it's the way we spend our time. I mean, how easy is it to watch another episode rather than pray, rather than read the Word of God? We have to give up our childish ways as we press forward in our relationship with God. You see, you have to start in the shallow water. There's no way in the lake except for to start in the shallow water. But there, you don't have to stay there. I want to challenge you today, church, to go deeper into the Word of God. I think many of us are intimidated by the Old Testament. We think there's big names and there's big places and so-and-so begot so-and-so. Maybe it's intimidated. You know, Jesus quoted the Old Testament. He quoted Isaiah more than any other book of the Bible. It's time for us to dig into the Word of God. We don't need to be intimidated. If you have a question, ask. And it seems so simple, but sometimes we're so concerned. You know, I fell into the trap of reading the same books of the Bible over and over again. That's great. And studying the books of the Bible is awesome, but go somewhere you haven't gone before. That's my challenge to the youth this summer, was read a book of the Bible you haven't read before and study it. You have to start in the shallow water, but you don't have to stay there. Our mission statement is making biblical disciples through authentic relationships. Making biblical disciples through authentic relationships. Disciples are not people who stay in the shallows. Disciples are people who go deeper. And our mission is, it's beautiful, right? Through authentic relationships. Why? Because going deeper is tough. Isn't this a great, aren't you encouraged? Jesus, it's tough, isn't it? Going deeper is tough, it is. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. You know, as my kids got farther on the boat, but pulled them back, the tide, the waves, the wind, it all pulled them back as they were trying to paddle against it. That's us too. The world is pulling us back. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it, but it's not. It's better to go deeper together. Go deeper together. Join it. That's why we encourage small groups at this church. Join a small group. Go deep together. Gather with other people with like mind who are all trying to go deeper. You can encourage each other. One of you is down, you can lift each other up. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that amazing? We serve an incredible God. And then a little while later, Simon answers Jesus. And don't you just love Peter? I mean, you know, Thomas was the doubter, but he was like the frustrating disciple, right? Because he was always almost there. He had these great answers and then these great mistakes. Seems a little like me. But you know, like, I love his answer here. It's so beautiful. Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. We toiled all night and took nothing. So many of us are focused on our toiling. I work so hard, and you know, I work so hard to put this youth program together. I'm always here. I'm always trying to help the youth, and they never even listen, and they don't say thank you. Hi, guys. I love the youth. They're so awesome. But you know what I mean? We get focused on our toil, and we get focused on, oh, I did this, and I did that, and church, we need to get over our toiling. You know, there's a fourth disciple in this passage that doesn't even get named. Did you notice? Andrew's here. He's there. He's with the disciples. He doesn't even get named. He doesn't get invited to the transfiguration. He doesn't get invited to the garden. He doesn't get to write a book of the Bible, yet he was there because he wasn't focused on his toiling. But at your word, Simon says, I will let down the nets. At your word. Well, let's be that people. At God's word. God says jump, we jump. God says stay, we stay. God says go, we go. Wouldn't that be beautiful? And it seems so simple. But we need to know his word to know what he's saying to us, church. We need to dig in, press into the word of God. We really could preach about this for 4 hours. I promise I won't. I will end eventually. But I want to focus on three aspects where we can enter the deep waters. Three things that I think we need to hear today about entering the deep waters. The first is that entering the deep water requires leaving our comfort zone. It really does. It requires leaving our comfort zone. Acts 1:8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." We hear this passage and we think of like buying a plane ticket to the Philippines and, you know, going over there and doing ministry. And that's great and that's wonderful. But these guys heard this message. They had never even left their province. You know, they'd never even been to BC for vacation, people. You know, traveling in that day often meant death. They weren't Roman citizens protected by the land. Jesus was calling these people to leave their comfort zone. And he's calling us today to leave our comfort zone. And if the disciples back then didn't, we wouldn't be here. Leave your comfort zone. You don't know the legacy you'll leave behind. Entering the deep water requires leaving our comfort zone. Entering the deep water also requires forgiveness. Matthew 18, 21-22 says, "Then Peter came up and said to him, 'Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. And we read this, and many of us have read this before. Some of you studied it in Sunday school, you know, maybe even made like a cute little thing out of it. I don't know, a craft to take home. And yet, I think sometimes we don't apply this to our lives. We need to be people of forgiveness, church. We cannot enter into the deep water carrying unforgiveness. You'll just sink. You won't make it. We need to be a people of forgiveness. And the sad thing is that oftentimes, the person we're holding unforgiveness against is right here in this church. They said something. They did something. They looked at me funny that one time. They didn't like my idea, right? Whatever that is. Church, we are called to be a people of forgiveness. God forgave us while we were still what? Sinners. This room is filled with sinners. Let's struggle together, forgiving one another, aligning ourselves to the word of God. Wouldn't that be amazing? Think of all the things that we could do. Entering the deep water requires forgiveness. Entering the deep water requires changing our thinking. It requires changing our thinking. Many of us get to a point in this journey. We get to a certain depth in the water, a relationship with Christ, and we think, this is good enough for me. All the, you know, the promises of God, they're for all these other people. They, you know, they can go deeper, but this is good enough for me. And a lot of times we hit a spot and we think, this is where I belong, because it's because of our sin, because of our past, because of what we've done, or our shortcomings, or the places that we fall short. We think, this is as far as I can go. This is good enough for me. God is calling you deeper. And can I persuade you, if you have that thinking today, and I don't know your past, I don't know what you did, if you're thinking like, oh, that doesn't apply to me, you don't know my sin. I don't. But when Jesus died on that cross, he forgave every sin forwards and backwards in time. When he died, he forgave Adam and Eve. And he died for their sins, and his blood covered their sin like it covers my sin today and your sin. And when you sin on Wednesday, God will not be surprised, I promise you. He's already forgiven you. So it isn't your past that disqualifies you from going deeper. It's your current thinking, because you're caught up in it. You think of all your shortcomings, maybe all the things I'm not good at. And so today, I want to encourage you, change your thinking. Read the Bible. It's full of people like me and you who made mistakes. I mean, look at this. Adam and Eve, they were ashamed. Noah was a drunk. Abraham was old. Jacob was a cheater. Moses had a speech impediment. Aaron was impressionable. Rahab was a prostitute. Elijah was depressed. Jeremiah was young. Jonah was a racist. David was a murderer and an adulterer. Solomon was a pessimist. Esther was afraid. Thomas was a doubter. Matthew was greedy. Zacchaeus was short. Martha was a worrier. Peter denied he followed Jesus. And Paul persecuted and killed Christians. And he used them. Some of these people wrote books of the Bible. Use them. He can use them. He can use you today, church, if you go deeper. The problem isn't the past. The problem is your current thinking. Entering the deep water requires changing our thinking. It's amazing. We serve this God, and he is so powerful, isn't he? He can do anything. He could throw us in the middle of the lake. He could keep our head under if he wanted, but he calls us deeper in love. God loves our free will because he wants us to choose him. He loves our free will. He loves it when we choose him. Church, I want to be a church of people that move deeper into the waters. God is calling us deeper. At the end of this amazing passage, it says, and when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. I don't know about you, but, you know, there's these goals in my life, these things that I, you know, I think, oh, if I accomplish them, I'll be happy. If I accomplish them, I'll be satisfied. If I get this place. I mean, these guys were fishermen. They wanted to catch the biggest, you know, catch a fish ever. They really did. And when they finally got it, when they finally caught that amazing catch, they left it on shore. Can you imagine someone later coming along like, free fish? Sweet. This is awesome. Right? We left everything to follow him. I promise you it's worth it. I can guarantee you. I say to the youth, the most important question you will ever ask yourself is the Bible true? Because if it's true, then you should ask repentance for your sins. You should worship Jesus, serve him, and you're going to spend eternity with him. Isn't that amazing? And if it's not true, then we should be sleeping in. Seriously. But I'm persuaded it's true. I'm persuaded it's true because of the changes God has made in my life. Because of the proof of him in the world. I'm persuaded that the Bible is true, and I want to study it. So many of us, we think, oh, I believe the Bible's true. Well, then we should be reading it. We should be studying it. We should be diving deeper into it, aligning our life with the Word of God. Isn't that beautiful? Some of us here today, we think we're at a spot in the water and we can't go any deeper. Maybe you feel like your prayers bounce off the roof, you know, and come right back down to you. Maybe today you feel like there's just a brick wall in front of you. I hear today that God wants you to go deeper. God wants you to pass through that brick wall. God wants you to press into him. And if you do, you won't regret it. We won't regret going deeper. And you say to me, eventually, you know, if you keep going deeper and keep going deeper, eventually your head's underwater. It is. That's what God wants for us, to rely on him. Because every step we take farther, every step we're further away from the shore, we're closer to him. We're relying on him. That's what's so beautiful. This is a free gift from God, people. Isn't that amazing? He loves us and he sustains us. For what? Just because we love him. That's it. It's a free gift from God. And that's beautiful. If you're here today and you've accepted Christ, but you're struggling today, you're struggling with something, an addiction, a habit, a thought, unforgiveness, whatever it is, leave it here today and go deeper. Leave it here today. If you're here today and you don't know the love of Christ. You came in and you thought, wow, these people are crazy. They raise their hands. They sing these songs. This guy's getting up. He's yelling on stage. When I first came to church, I thought everyone was crazy. I looked around. I was like, this is not the place for me. But I promise you, if you choose Christ today, you will never regret it. Because it is an amazing journey. I'm not saying everything's going to be easy. It's not rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. But it's amazing and it's wonderful. So today we're gonna pray for those two groups of people. We're gonna pray for people who are here today and you feel like you're stuck. I'm gonna pray for you. And if you're here today and you don't know Christ and you want to, it's time. It's time to choose him and worship him with your life. So if we could bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word that you put on my heart and the word that you're giving to these people. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what you have for us today. You don't want us to leave this place the same. You want us to leave something behind. Help us all to leave something here. For those people here who are struggling. You feel like you've hit a wall. You feel like you're stuck. God's calling you deeper. He wants you to take that next step of faith. God, I pray you reveal to those people today what that next step looks like. God, through your word, through your worship, through other people, I pray you help them to see their next step in their journey with you. God, I pray that for all of us, that we would all see that next step so that we can go deeper into you. There's someone here today, and you feel like this love, this free gift, is something I want, something I need. I encourage you to take that leap of faith. God is so wonderful, and he covers us in his forgiveness and his love. And there's nothing like receiving that gift and the weight that is taken away when you choose Christ. If you're here today and you want to receive Christ as your Savior, if you want to live the rest of your life changed, I say you'd raise your hand. Just quick, just raise your hand. If Jesus is calling you today to make that change in your life, just raise your hand and you can put it down after you raise it high. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Can we all pray this prayer together? Can you guys repeat after me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son. I pray that you'd help me go deeper. Help me to leave my comfort zone. Help me to forgive. Help me to change the way I think. And help me to leave my sin at your altar. Thank you, God, for all you've done.